Skinny and Hooly Show.
Listoon, Varna. Oh, Listoon, Varna. Listoon, Varna.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk, Gortahawk,
and Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooly Show. I'm your old friend, Mike Houlihan, and with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. He's back!
He's back.
Welcome
back, Skinny.
It's great
to be back,
Skinny.
Here, Hooly. I really missed you. And
Skinny, welcome home.
I wanted to get back to the cold and the snow and the bitterness and to Hooly.
I seem to recall you getting a phone call from you on the day you got back and went, "What the heck is this?" I said, "It's 5 degrees out there, Skinny."
Right, exactly. Yeah. I said, "What happened?"
Before you know, it'll be saying, "Hey, you're listening to the Skinny and Hooly show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal. Our old pal Bob Flood. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois. WCEV. We're Chicago's ethnic voice. 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. Ever miss a show, folks? You can always catch the podcast. Usually up by Monday at SkinnyHooly.com.
I talked to Bob Flood today.
Oh, did you?
To say hello.
I saw him at your party Monday. Yeah, Monday night. That was a great party.
That worked out really good. For the terrible weather, was great. So, yeah, Bob is such a good guy, though.
He's the best. Yeah.
Such a good guy.
A lot of the Floods were there. I saw Bobby Flood, his nephew, who's tonight is recording the Hooly's Hooly with the Houlihan brothers.
Is he really?
Floods are everywhere. Yeah.
There's enough of them, isn't there?
Yeah, there are. Yeah.
Yeah. Good guy. And what's his other nephew's name that's running for state rep? I forget. He's running.
Eddie Corrigan.
What a Eddie nice Corrigan. Kid he is.
Yes, he's terrific. Yeah.
Give him a shout out up in
Absolutely.
Arlington Heights.
Yeah.
He went to St. Vitus, Notre Dame.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
He was crushed. He's running for state rep, and I tell him, whatever you do, don't tell people you went to Notre Dame, okay? The Notre Dame people think it's real important.
Domers.
We love Notre Dame. I mean, holy dope.
Oh, sure we do.
But anyways, but sometimes when people say they went to Notre Dame, other people are
Well, right. There's an old joke. You know how
What's
you
it?
Tell, you know how you can tell a guy went to Notre Dame?
No.
He'll tell you.
Hey.
That's it. Yeah, a little late on the rim shot there. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Domer.
But it's been really, really cold, but tonight we are really honored, Hooly.
And you know what I was just telling these ladies? I think this is the 9th year in a row that we have had the St. Patrick's, Chicago St. Patrick's Day Parade Queen and the court on this show. Kind of a tradition.
It is.
And we're so glad to have. Now, we have Mary-Kate Mannion, the Queen. We have Katie Coughlin, and we have Maura Carr. So a couple
so
of people.
Say hello to
everyone.
Say hello to the world,
us.
Ladies.
Hello.
So congratulations to all of you.
Thank you.
And one of the things you should know, if you're doing anything for St. Patrick's Day or even afterwards and you're promoting something, they ask you to work with some of the charities. If you ever want to come on the show,
sure.
Just give us a notice and say, you know, we're working with Children's Hospital or whatever, and we got an event coming up, and stop by. Let us know if you want to come on and get, you know.
Love
get,
to. Thank
we've
you.
Done that with all
because
the...
Because this is a very glamorous show, ladies.
It is very they know. We've been rehearsing for the last 2 hours going over everything. They're going over their scripts.
Anyway, are you excited,
Mary-Kate?
Excited. Yeah.
Very, very excited.
What was it, just 2 weeks ago you were crowned?
No, it was about 4 weeks ago.
No, it
okay.
wasn't 4 weeks.
It was February, January 26th, yeah. I think, something like that, yeah.
It was January 16th.
There you go.
14th, yeah.
And was it, really was it your first time, second time?
This is my third time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I tried out when I was 18.
Good for you.
Tried out last year, I'm 26 now. Tried out this year, third time's a charm.
Wait a minute. You're 26 now. I thought 18 and 3 is
21. You aged nicely.
Oh, so you took a couple of years off?
Yeah, so that was my dad was the one that urged me to do it.
Well,
when
we
I
know
18.
Your dad very well, Tom Mannion.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
Great
Tom Mannion. He's a good guy. Yeah. I was a senior in high school and he wanted me to do it, try out.
Good for him.
So I did it when
you
I
went,
was
wow.
Yeah, I know. I was like, what am I doing? A bunch of girls, bunch of pretty girls who are very well accomplished. I didn't make it very far. Last year I made it to the 4th round, and then this year, all the way.
Well, actually, the girls at 18 are just getting the hang of it. I remember Skinny and I were judges at one time. It was fun
for
to watch.
For many years,
fun to watch the younger girls come out chewing gum and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, some of them was couldn't like walk the in first heels. Time they ever were on
they'd be
high heels.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
But they were like, what?
Oh, huh? That was me. It was like a fish out of water. Wobbling.
They but came on, and we were probably judges when you.
I think you might have been.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
No, we gave it up because afterwards, there's one family that thinks it's great, and everybody else is mad at you.
Yeah, that's true.
True, very true. Yeah.
They want to gouge your
eyes.
It's
very competitive. And they used to have like 150 gals. Now it's, what, 60, 70?
Yeah, around there.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. You got Jimmy Coyne, you got Mike Tierney, you got all those guys involved.
Great
now,
guys.
Usually, isn't what's his name? Is it Pat McCarthy?
Yeah, Pat McCarthy. Yeah.
Where is he tonight?
That's a good question.
Was
he supposed to come? Yeah.
Yep.
Aren't you guys supposed to have a chaperone?
Our entourage, our bodyguard.
Yeah, exactly. And like a driver as well, right?
Yeah. That would be nice.
I saw Pat, Skinny, I saw Pat McCarthy at the Southside Irish Parade fundraiser Saturday night.
Oh, did you really?
I saw you. That was fun.
That was actually really good.
It was. It was a great, great crowd. And
they did a nice job. Yeah. And we're very honored. Special Olympics is very honored to be the Grand Marshal of the Southside Irish Parade. And we're very disappointed
along
about
with,
Marty McGarry's.
Marty McGarry's family.
But Marty McGarry's family's coming. But Marty just passed away. He was the other co-chair, co-Southside Irish honoree for the parade. And he just passed away like a week and a half ago, or 2 weeks ago.
Rick Hogan did a great obit on him yesterday.
Did he really?
Yeah, it's terrific. In the trib.
How about the wake?
The wake was bigger than Elvis's. And it was amazing. You know, during the wake, I waited 3 hours and then I had to go out and get a haircut. That's how long I waited.
No, someone told me they waited in line for 3 hours.
God, Billy. Oh, there you go. Thank you.
Yeah, but Marty McGarry was one in a million, so he will really be missed. A great, great
God
Irishman. A
God
great
rest
guy.
His lovely soul.
Yeah, great guy. And
all right, so Mary-Kate Mannion, where'd you go to school? Where'd you grow up? Come on,
I grew up in Elmhurst.
Okay.
I went to Immaculate Conception Grade School and Immaculate Conception High School.
Oh, cool.
Did you play volleyball there?
I played volleyball, basketball, and soccer in high school.
Wow.
Was that you or your sister won the state?
My sister won the state championship. Two of my sisters won the state championship.
How many kids
in your
family?
One was a senior, one was a junior. I'm one of five.
Oh, good for you.
Older brother and three younger sisters.
Yeah.
Big family.
The Mannions.
The Mannions. Yeah. And it's funny. In my block,
the Mannions are coming.
In my block in Elmhurst, it goes our house, my aunt and uncle's house, my grandparents' house, all on my dad's side.
Oh, that's
all the
great.
Mannions right in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So it was hard sneaking out.
What's
at
your
night.
Mom's name?
My mom's name is Nancy. Her maiden name's Olson.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, good for the Mannions. Yeah. And you went
Where's
to St. Norbert?
Where's your mom from? I forget.
My mom's from Norwood Park originally.
Oh, sure. Great neighborhood.
Uh-huh. Yeah, great neighborhood.
But yeah, I went to St. Norbert College in De Pere, Wisconsin, close to Green Bay. I tell people Green Bay because when you say De Pere, they're like, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Up north.
The Norbertine fathers. Tell that story
about
orientation.
Yeah, I have a funny story about that. We had orientation our freshman year. My dad couldn't come, so my mom and my aunt came, my mom's sister. So the teachers and all the RAs took us around the campus, and all the Norbertines took the parents.
Or the Norbertines, the priests.
The priests. All the Norbertine priests took the parents. We all meet at the end of the session, and our parents are sloshed because all the Norbertines go drinking in the basement of the church while all the kids actually enjoy the campus.
And you said, I'm going here.
I know. I was like, after that, I was like, all right, I'm sold. Let's go.
That's a lot of fun in Wisconsin.
It was
Wisconsin,
great, My mom and my aunt had a lot of fun.
Did
that's
you do
sure.
all 4 years there?
I did. I played volleyball and basketball.
Oh, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What position in basketball?
I was a 2-3. Shooting guard, backup point guard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Very good.
Outside hitter for volleyball. Yeah, it was great.
Very good.
And what about you, Maura Carr?
So I grew up in Darien, attended Hinsdale South High School,
Get
and
it close
then
to the mic.
Went on go. To study music at the University of Illinois.
Oh, cool.
In
Champaign?
Yes, in Champaign. Yeah. I'm a singer. And I also spent 6 months in college studying at the National University of Ireland, Galway. So I spent 6 months living in Galway, which was...
Oh, there was no fun, was it?
Not at all. I spent a lot of time at the library, you know, didn't really get to experience the music scene or anything. So that was the time of my life, really.
Were you singing out there in Ireland?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Was learning some trad music, and I'm a fiddle player as well.
Are you really?
Yeah,
really?
So played some fiddle, brought my fiddle out there, and was learning a little bit more. more.
Next time, bring it to the show. Yeah. You still play the fiddle?
I'm working on getting it back up. You know, throughout college, I lost it a little bit. Yeah. Was
got in the way of your drinking, probably, huh?
You know, sometimes
just kidding.
When you sing lead in a cover band, you can really make the drinking and the singing thing work together.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That was really the way to get through college. Played a little bit of fiddle then, but really looking to get back into the Irish music now that I'm in Chicago.
Did you ever see the video of Galway Girl that they recorded in Galway?
Oh, I probably Sharon watched Shannon. That. Yeah.
Sharon Shannon. Yeah.
And oh Monday.
A million times. It's most lovely city in the world.
It is.
So you were right there in Galway.
Yeah, I lived right off the bay.
Oh, cool.
So
we go to Ireland every year, and like last year we spent 2 nights in Galway. I think the year before we were in Galway for a couple nights.
And we don't remember anything about
Galway. And the music is great, and the pubs and everything.
I mean, you just don't believe it. Where do you remember what pubs you went to?
We went to Tig something.
I don't remember anything.
Tig Coyle.
Tig Coyle.
Mm-hmm.
We went there.
One of the best Irish music pub in the city.
And we went to Seamus McGettigan owns the joint. I can't remember the name of it. But
do you guys make it to the Keys? That's one
of my... Yeah, the Keys. That's where we were, the Keys.
It's an old church, and they turned it into a pub. So there's stained glass everywhere. Oh, and you're like, well, it hits Sunday morning. You're like, well, I feel like I'm at church, so it's probably not bad that I'm at the bar.
There's a place that Katie Grennan took over.
Yes, she did. Yeah.
They had a group performing there, and we asked them if
Katie could sing.
Perform with them. They rolled their eyes. Is she a Yank? Yeah, she's a Yank. Could you, and then Hooley got the manager of the place.
Seamus McGettigan, but he wasn't there that night, so I talked to the guy working for him. Yeah.
So just let her play. She went in, and these guys were like, oh, this is going to be...
The place was packed, too. The
place was packed, and then they went up for grabs for Katie.
Right up. That's awesome.
It was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
She did that a lot with us. We also went to Matt Malloy's in Westport. Same thing happened. It was terrific.
And now... You sing at St. Pat's?
I do. I sing in their Sunday choir. I sang in Deck the Hall in December, and I'll be singing at Cheams and Nigel on March 6th.
Oh, cool.
Very good.
Is that at Orchestra Hall?
Yes. Yeah. So absolutely a dream
to
sing
out there. Now, who else is in it this year?
So we'll have the whole choir from Old St. Pat's, which is about 75 of us. Catherine O'Connell will be singing. We'll be featuring After School Matters Choir. The theme is the friendship between Daniel O'Connor and Frederick Douglass.
Daniel O'Connor, the labor leader, right?
Yes.
Right. Oh, and Frederick Douglass was the black senator or whatever.
Yes, and both of their fight against slavery in their respective country. But Frederick Douglass took solace in Ireland for a little while, and they started up a friendship, and Daniel O'Connor was really one to send him back to Illinois and say, or not Illinois, excuse me, the United States and say, you know, you can't just fight for freedom in the North. This has to be your whole country. And so it's a lot of Irish music, but also a lot of African-American spirituals.
Who comes up with that, the concept for the...
Bill Freyer is the head of Cheams and Nigel, and he has a whole creative team that he works with over there.
And who's the narrator this year?
We are inviting the great-granddaughter, I believe, of Frederick Douglass.
No kidding.
Yes, so it will be an
absolutely
incredible event.
Like Gregory Peck and people like that? Or
yeah,
they
bring in someone new every year.
That's his great-grandson, is Gregory Peck. Frederick Douglass.
No, it's not.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I missed something.
No, but they have had big names.
Yes, every year.
Martin Sheen has done it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, so I feel like every week we go into rehearsal and Bill Freyer's throwing out someone new of someone incredible that's going to come in and perform with us. So tickets are still available online.
What night is that?
March 6th. I believe it's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday night. Yes. Yeah.
So it'll be incredible. Wonderful celebration of Chicago Irish people.
Well, good luck with that. Break a leg.
Thank you.
Yeah. What about you, Katie?
Oh,
Katie Cogg?
The last thing I want to let more know. Mm-hmm. Father Hurley.
Yes.
His father is a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to the University of Galway.
I didn't know that. I'll have to bring that up with Father Hurley next time
think
I see him.
Did you study medicine there?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think that's where he met his wife.
No way.
Ask Father about her.
I'll have to see him.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Katie Coglin.
We got another
member of the court. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Happy to be here. So I'm from Geneva, Illinois.
Oh, cool.
Far western suburb.
Yeah.
Went to Geneva High School. Now at Loyola. Almost done graduating in May.
Oh, yeah? What are you studying?
Political science and public relations.
Oh, that's right. We were talking about that.
Yes.
You know, my film won the... best of the Geneva Film Festival a few years ago.
Did it really?
Yeah. Tapioca. You remember that?
Oh, yes.
So you were out
in my
hood. It
was one of many of awards.
Oh, yeah, it was one of the awards.
Yes.
But Geneva, yeah, in Geneva. Yeah, so I was out there that weekend for the
festival. Everyone's like, oh, Lake Geneva? I'm like, no. Geneva, Illinois. Yeah.
They do some real big festival, though, don't they?
They have
Swedish
lots of
days. Oh, they have the Christmas walk. Swedish, yes. It's such a cute little town.
Yeah. Yeah. Great town.
Great place to
grow. I've never been there, but I've read about it.
It's in St. Charles. It's right next to St. Charles,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, right there. Yep.
So you got a long way in. Well, you're living in Chicago now.
Yeah, so I'm up in Rogers Park right now.
Okay,
going
cool.
Going to school.
Yeah. And who recruited you to get into the Queen contest?
My aunt, actually.
It's always a family thing.
Yes. She was Queen in 1988.
No kidding. What's her name?
Elizabeth Hart is her maiden, or her married name. Coughlin is her maiden name.
Where's she from?
Lake Zurich. Well, Hinsdale she grew up, but she's in Lake Zurich now.
You know, we got Coughlin, number
There's
Coughlins
a lot
on
of Coughlins.
The south side.
Terry Coughlin.
Yep.
I have cousins in Cleveland named Coughlin.
Do you really?
Yeah.
They're everywhere, huh?
In fact, he was the CEO of Walmart.
Oh,
wow.
Okay. I'll give Coughlin. Him a call.
Tom Coughlin.
It was really funny when Chris Coughlin was playing for the Cubs. Because all my friends who were from here, who are Loyola, were like, oh, you know him? Like, you're related? Like, no.
My brother. He's your cousin.
Yeah, that's my uncle, cousin.
Katie, was this your first year in the...
It's my third year on the court,
Oh, good
actually.
For you. Okay.
I've been in the contest.
Oh, this is your third year in the court?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So I was here last year. Couldn't make it out to this show, unfortunately.
Okay.
I had night class.
Well, now you're here you are.
But here I am making up for it. And then I was there 2 years ago as well with Lauren Corey, now Nielsen.
Sure.
She was my first queen.
She was great.
Mm-hmm.
She's your first queen. That's kind
my
of a cool
queen.
Way to put
yeah.
it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we've had all the queens on for the last 9 years.
Mm-hmm. Including Bridget Fitzgerald, who you're working for now.
Yeah. I am, yes.
We had Bridget on a number of times.
Which we sure did.
You should have her on again.
Yeah. She's just, Bridget is just great personality.
She's
great.
The best.
Yeah, and she's a lot of fun. Good girl.
Maura, is this your first time in the contest?
Yeah, this is my second year in the contest, my first time on court.
Okay, good for you.
Good for you.
Unbelievable.
It's incredible.
It's great.
What a great group of girls, too.
It becomes
so
like
nice.
A sorority
yeah,
that everybody belongs
totally
to.
Oh, a couple
we all
years.
Just right
a couple
away,
years,
too.
They were all.
Ooh.
What?
A couple years. There was a couple years where.
Bloodshed?
What?
Yeah.
They were all what?
There was some drama with some of the...
There's always drama.
With this many girls, there's always...
Yeah, true. That's true.
But it's subtle.
That's very subtle.
Yeah, it's very subtle. And then after they crown the queen, everybody's like, oh, yeah, this is great.
Yeah, but it's a great weekend for them. When you're down here at Lizzie's on the day of the parade.
Oh, they dye the ribbon.
Johnny has the tents out here. You
go to the mass at
St.
Old Sage
Pants.
Yep.
Yeah.
Singing in the sash.
Oh, yeah. Singing in the sash. Ooh, I like that. Yeah. Singing in the sash.
Singing in the sash.
Yeah. You'll
have
new album name.
Yeah. Yes.
What's the weather report going to be for St. Patrick's
60
Day?
60 and sunny.
Yep.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Actually, it's on the 17th, isn't it?
Yes, it is,
yes.
Which is really cool.
Right. Only one day of nice weather. That's all we're asking for.
Are you guys yes. going to the Southside Parade?
We have an event that day.
Oh.
Yeah.
You'll
be at the Chicago Blackhawks, mm-hmm. actually.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
I'll be shooting the puck.
Honest to God, that's great.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that.
Yeah.
I'm an athlete, so that's...
Sure.
Shooting the puck,
yeah.
White Sox first pitch, that's
oh,
all
Oh, yeah,
me.
You do
yeah.
get the first pitch in the White Sox game. Yeah,
I'm a Cubs
it's
fan,
it's a year.
But yes. I see you nod your head over there.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that.
Sorry, I got
to wrap up. This is Skinny and Hooly. We don't talk about the Cubs.
Hey, Chicago sports, though. It's all about Chicago
that's
sports.
That's right.
So you got a big year ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of stuff to do.
Lots of stuff.
And the nice thing about it is, or like the past queens, like obviously Catherine O'Connell was
mm-hmm.
a queen.
Yep.
Lauren Cantinella is mm-hmm. our friend. Bridget Fitzgerald. What's her?
Maura Connors.
Yeah,
Erin Mulcahy. Erin
Mulcahy.
Yep.
Did she just get married? Oh, no, she has a boyfriend. I know she's all over Facebook with her new boyfriend.
With her new boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh, no, I see her pictures. I posted all over the place. The queens are great. Now, who else can I remember from? Who was a queen?
Lauren Corey.
Lauren Corey. Uh-huh. What's her name? Sarah Collins.
Yes.
She moved to LA. We don't see as much of her.
No, she just got back to Chicago.
Oh, did she? She moved back?
Just recently, yeah.
Oh, she's the best, yeah. Her mom is Mimi. Her mom works for Diplomat Travel. Well, if you see her, tell her to come back on the show.
I will. Sarah absolutely. Connors.
What, yeah. what about kid. Laura Cantanella?
Laura Cantanella is a nurse. Yeah. I don't know what a hospital,
she's
but
fabulous.
She's a,
yeah, she's a sweet girl. Yeah.
She's a doll. Yeah. What? Lauren Corey?
Oh, she's at U Chicago. Her. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a kid that worked for me, which who you know, was the queen, Kara Nolan.
Kara Nolan. Yeah, that was back in the day. Yeah, that's when there was lots of drama. I can remember being at, being at Kitty O'Shea's with you. Oh. And
there's always
and
drama at Kitty O'Shea's.
There was a mother in Kitty O'Shea's. She was drinking like a beaker of gin and just giving you the evil eye because you were a judge. And it's like her daughter. Do you remember?
No, I asked her. I asked the finalists if they... if they were a communist or if they were ever a member of the Communist Party.
Are you now or have you ever been?
That was a question?
She no, it was a joke, but
she didn't,
just,
her mother didn't
thought
get
it was for real.
Yeah. Testing out that Irish sense of humor.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
I said, are you now or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
Did you get some funny answers?
Yeah, bizarre.
That's oh,
yeah.
when they used to do it at the Hilton. The contest
yeah,
was at the Hilton.
They did it at the Hilton really? And... Bet that lady was really mad. Remember, Holy?
Oh, yeah. The elbows were a little sharper in those days, as I recall.
Yes. And then I would just say when someone came up, I voted for your daughter. Holy was
oh,
the one
that voted. Oh,
he lies. Voted. Yeah. And he would do the same to me. Oh, yeah, I was all for her. And like Holy said before, some of the ones, it was.
You know what? I do remember.
It was, it was the first time
I won't
hit
say
heels.
Her name, but she had been in the court, you know, over and over and over again. And
like 11 years.
Yeah, and it was like, okay, man, she's a doll and everything. But it got, you know how it gets down to like five or six, the finalists? Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I'm voting for who the person who hasn't been here before. Okay. And the announcer, I can't remember who it was. But the girl who knew me, who had been in the court for years, went, just gave me the dirtiest look. I thought,
ooh.
Yeah,
evil eyes.
I was like,
ouch.
Because I couldn't really say, I'm
How would she know that, though?
I don't know. Yeah, she assumed. Yeah. Assume nothing, too. You're right.
Assume nothing. You're right.
Mary
exactly.
Kate, I told her.
You would have.
It all makes sense. You sit right next to you, pointing the finger.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, this guy over here.
All right, so we wish you guys the best.
Thank you.
Hope to see you again before St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. And we will see you during St. Patrick's Day. And remember, you can always come back.
Thank you.
Because they have you doing different stuff, but you're always welcome back.
And
here.
After St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be fun.
If you got something going on.
The door is always
summer,
open.
Whatever.
I sit on the board for Aunt Martha's Health and Wellness. So
what's
that's a chair.
What's
okay, so it's funny. We all joke about that. It's the biggest non-for-profit you'd ever heard of. So they help youth and underprivileged families in the Chicagoland area with health care. They provide dental care, psychiatric care, any kind of care that you need. They help with.
Skinny needs that psychiatric care.
Yeah. They would do very well out in our neighborhood. Yeah.
But we have a bunch of facilities around the Chicagoland area. So underprivileged.
What's it called? Martha's?
Aunt Martha's Health and Wellness.
Who was Aunt Martha?
That Aunt Martha.
The crazy
you know,
Aunt Martha?
No, it's one of those aunts that you go to when you need something help. You don't feel like you can tell your parents. You go to Aunt Martha and tell her.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, so that I said I'm on the junior board for that. So that's something I really
good
care
for you.
About. So, yeah, absolutely. So I would definitely be interested in spreading the word.
Come
about
back here and promote one of their events
please.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very all right, good. Ladies.
Thank you so much.
Tell
Katie,
Bridget
Maura,
to come by see us.
Absolutely, I will.
We should have Bridget come. You know, we got to watch it with when people are running for office, but maybe after
the election.
Yeah, we'd love to have Bridget back on. Yeah.
I'll
know?
Be sure to let her know.
Yeah, that'd be great. She's the best.
Okay, best of luck to
you
guys.
Thank
best of luck.
You.
Thank you
happy
guys
Saint
so
Patrick's
much.
Day.
Thank you
so much.
Happy
St. Patrick's
for
Day.
Coming.
Yeah.
God bless.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
We're going to take a little break on a Skinny and Hooli show. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773 713-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClurg Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad sandwiches and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. At Smith Village, we offer a full continuum of care. Retirement is that unique and special phase of life when you shift from worrying about your to-do list to exploring all the things on your love to-do list. It's also a time to expand your interests, learn something new, make new discoveries. The maintenance-free lifestyle at Smith Village gives you the freedom to do all this and more. And while you're exploring your passions, you'll appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our three-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. That's 773-614-6836, or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
Hey, Skinny, you know, I was talking to PJ today. He asked me to give a shout-out to Terry Lanigan. There you go, Terry Lanigan.
Oh, Terry's the best.
Yeah. He said he took a bullet for Mike. Terry Lanigan took a bullet for your brother Mike?
Is they were partners, and Terry got shot up pretty good on the south side. 103rd, in, right near Gately Stadium.
Oh, wow.
The guy went up to the guy after he shot him, and Terry went down. The guy went up to with a rifle.
Wow.
And Terry had a gun in his shoe.
Good for him. Did he nail the guy?
Blasted the guy.
Good for him. He's a character.
Well, he's a character. Great Notre Dame fan. There's no one like
Terry. He's a huge Notre Dame fan. And the reason PJ brought him up, I guess there was some scandal at Notre Dame. I can't remember what it was. Wait, I wrote it down, though. He said something.
I know, but Terry lives and dies for Notre Dame. And
So he's telling me, what's the guy's name? Schwarbrick or whatever it is, and the guy at Notre Dame did something wrong, and PJ said, I have to call Terry Lanigan and tell him about that. I said, you're just calling to needle him. I know you are.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's PJ's.
How is PJ doing? I haven't talked to him in a while.
Sounds fantastic.
He, how old is he now?
He's 92. I think he has a birthday coming up later this month. But
hey, we want to say happy birthday to Joe McGee, who turned 90.
Joe McGee, the coach from
Mendel?
Yes,
the coach from Mendel.
Oh, no kidding, yeah.
And he just turned 90. Joe is a tremendous guy. Joe was an interesting guy. He's a mathematician.
Sure, he was a famous coach at Mendel. Oh, I was. You know who I was with yesterday? Was McGann, Brian McGann. Do you know him? And he went to Mendel. They had a class over at St. Zav's where they invited me to speak, and I sold some of my books and told stories. It was a lot of fun. And when we went over to Gilhooly's afterwards, and we were with Tom Jurassic and Brian McGann and his wife Erin and her two sisters were there, but he was talking a lot about
the policewoman, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
she was great.
She's a gorgeous lady, and her two gorgeous sisters were there as well. It was a great afternoon.
That's great.
I had a lot of fun. And
Erin Sullivan, she was.
Erin Sullivan and the Sullivan sister Maureen and I think Peggy. So that was a lot of fun.
And Holy, we did have a great time too at the Southside Irish Parade. They had good.
You mean at the fundraiser?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrific. Yeah.
They had good food there too. Their Bourbon Street food is actually very good. Not all of it, but
I had like 20 pieces of chicken. I love the chicken there.
Yeah,
you know, so I know what they're going to have every time I go. I know what they got, and believe me, I went at it, tooth and whatever.
They did a nice job.
I hung out with Johnny Vegas there. Had a lot of laughs with him.
My brother Johnny Vegas is down in Florida.
Oh, he went down? Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't you have him on the show last week?
We did. No, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
He was great. Yeah, he was fantastic. Johnny Vegas. Hey, you know, speaking of Johnny Vegas, here's a little story that he would like. I don't know if you'd like it, but Skinny, a grade school teacher in Kentucky asked her students to use the word fascinate in a sentence. And Molly put up her hand and said, "My family went to my granddad's farm, and we all saw his pet sheep. It was fascinating." The teacher said, "Well, that was good, but I wanted to use the word fascinate, not fascinating." But Sally raised her hand. She said, "My family went to Rock City, and I was fascinated." The teacher said, "Well, Sally, that was good, but I wanted to use the word fascinate, not fascinated." And little Johnny raised his hand. Teacher hesitated because she had been burned by little Johnny before. She finally decided there was no way he could damage the word fascinated. She called on him and said, "Johnny," he goes, "My Aunt Bridget has a sweater with 10 buttons, but her boobs are so big she can only fasten 8. I thought that was pretty good. Okay, you're listening
Johnny
to the Skinny.
Would like that.
You're listening to the Skinny and Hooly Show. We're having, hey, Skinny, you know what?
She can only fascinate.
Yeah, she can only fascinate. Whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I look in the window of Ken's or Wrong's or Hearts or any of those great saloons, I see the ghost of my old pal, Jimmy Goff, through the mist. He says to me, "Hey, Holy, who died?"
Hey, Mary Jane Denehan passed away. Yeah. Maiden name Mulvihill, 87 years old. Beloved wife of John, Jack. Loving mother of Patrick, Deirdre, and the late Daniel Joseph. She was a longtime member of the Francis O'Neill Club.
That's right. She was a regular with the Heritage Center, I guess.
And the Friends of Irish Literature. She was a retired Chicago public school teacher. And the Mass, it was at St. Mary of the Lake, 4200 North Sheridan. Gibbons handled it. And she's listed a charity, SPRED Chicago.
Spread, that's for people with disabilities, yeah.
People with disabilities. 773-777-3944. So
whose number is that?
That's the number of Spread.
Oh, okay.
Please say a prayer for Mary Jane Denehan.
God rest her soul. 87 years old. Okay, Skinny. John Sully Sullivan, 70, retired Chicago Police Department from the 12th District. He was the beloved husband of 33 years to Jan, and a devoted father of John T. and the late Donald, Stacy, and Ryan. He's a longtime Bridgeport resident, friend to all who knew him. I love when they say that in their obit. Member of the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge No. 7, Police Survivors Association, Emerald Society of Chicago, Cleveland Pipers and Drums. And he was a funeral came out of St. Gabe's, right there in Canaryville. God rest his soul, John Sully Sullivan.
St. Gabe's has been doing funerals for over 100
years. Tell me about it. What a great parish. Also, Ed Connolly, a native of Tourmacady, County Mayo, where just about everybody in Chicago from Ireland is from. Everybody's from Tourmacady, like Jim McGang, people like that. Anyway, Ed was the beloved husband of the late Agnes and the father of Edward, John, Mary, Thomas, and Karen. God rest his soul. Oh, he was a member of the Ironworkers Local 1, too. God rest his soul, Ed Connolly. Also, I didn't get her old, but Dorothy Dwyer, 99 years old, also passed. God rest her soul. And the actor John Mahoney. Do you remember him?
Oh, he was great.
Terrific guy. And you know, he lived in Oak Park or Forest Park or whatever. He used to hang out in Kevels.
Did he really?
Yeah. And he was so kind to my son, Patty. Great tipper, I guess. And always would inquire, ah, oh, you're an actor. What are you doing? Blah, blah. Very nice guy. I met him once at the, he was with Jack Hughes at the Chicagoland Sports Hall of Fame. And he treated me like a celebrity. I thought, wow,
give me a couple of movies.
Moonstruck he was in. I first saw him in New York in a play called Orphans that Steppenwolf had brought to New York City. He did a lot of theater. Frasier, of course. He was the dad on Frasier. He was hilarious on that. Just a terrific guy. And 77, God rest his soul, John Mahoney. Great actor.
Great actor.
He left quite a legacy in all those roles and everything. So let's close up the crypt. And what else do I have to tell you? Oh, you know what? Let me do some plugs for some of the stuff coming up. Don't forget the Wearing of the Green coming up at the Heritage Center Sunday, March 4th. Only $45 you get corned beef and cabbage from Harrington's. Jerry Hawhey, Joe Cullen, Kara Edie, and our old friend Teresa Shine entertaining you.
They can go there after they do the polar plunge in the morning.
Yeah, they can warm up there. It's from 5 to 10 at the Heritage Center. Wearing of the Green dinner dance, $45. Everybody's there. It's intergenerational. You will love it. Okay, also, the St. Patrick, the Irish American Heritage Singers are having a concert Sunday, March 4th at the Skokie Theater, and also another one on March. Oh, that's a private one, so I don't have to mention that. But featuring Letters from Ireland Choral Suite. They really are terrific, that choir, the Irish Heritage Singers. Lent's coming up, Skinny, and the Heritage Center has their annual or their weekly Friday night fish fry, all you can eat. Adults, $14, children, $9.
What do you think we should give up for Lent?
Let me get back to you on that.
No, Billy's, making that, a, Billy.
A, Billy's making a crude gesture at me. I'm not giving that up. That's all I got. Friday night fish fries at the Heritage Center, February 16th to March 30th. You got to be there. Also, Makeham and Clancy are coming. Actually, that's this Sunday. This Sunday, yeah. Makeham and Clancy at 6 p.m. at the Heritage Center. With Donald Clancy and Rory Makeham, big-time talents, both, you know, they're genealogically connected to the Clancy brothers and Tommy Makeham. And then February 24th, later this month, Runa in concert at the Heritage Center. Saturday, February 24th, in the auditorium. Tickets are $20 for members, $22 for general admission. Just a terrific band from Ireland. Kevin Burke, next Saturday, Friday, February 16th. At the Heritage Center, and if you want to take a fiddle workshop, it's $40, Skinny. So that's what's happening at the Heritage Center. Always something happening. And remember, on Thursday nights, me and Gino Cooney are having a lot of fun there with John Williams for the crack, and stay for the session and hang out and have a lot of fun with in front of our roaring fire. Okay, I think we can take another break and talk.
Hey, before you go, yeah. I remember, you know, that they do the festival on Memorial Day. Out of Gaelic Park.
Yeah.
And I went there, this was many years ago, and Four Green Fields has always been a fabulous, fabulous
song. Tommy Makeham singing it?
He was in the tent, and he was singing it. And he had one of the Clancy brothers with him, and they Tommy Makeham wrote it.
Yeah, yeah.
I never realized that Tommy Makeham, I thought it was one of those old Irish tunes, and it was very good, very good.
He was a big talent. You know what
he was?
He had a bar on 57th Street in New York City called Tommy Makeham's. And I used to walk in there once in a while. I only saw him in person once at the Heritage Center, actually in the tent there at the Irish Fest in the summer. Just a presence, great presence, you know. And
I mean, but I can remember the Clancy brothers being on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, absolutely.
Show,
well, that
was
the whole
like
Irish.
Gigantic.
That's how it all started, the Irish-American wave. People rediscovering their heritage, and so you can thank the Clancy brothers and Ed Sullivan for that too.
Yeah,
right here on our show. Okay, we'll be right back on the Skinny and Hooli Show after these messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
In a neaty little town they call Belfast, apprentice the trade I was bound. Well, many hours of sweet happiness I spent in that neat little town. Well, a sad misfortune came over me, it caused me to stray from the land, far away from my friends and companions, betrayed by the black velvet band. Say her eyes is shining like diamonds, you thought she was queen of the land, and her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. I took me a stroll down Broadway, not meaning to long for the stay. But who should I meet but this pretty fair maid, come tripping along the highway. She was both fair and handsome, her neck it was just like a swan, and her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Her eyes shine like diamonds, you thought she the queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Well, I took me a stroll with this pretty fair maid, a gentleman passing us by. Well, I knew she meant a doing of him by the look of her ravished black eye. Well, a gold watch she took from his pocket and placed it right into my hand. And the very first thing that I said was, bad luck to the black velvet man. Say her eyes shine like diamonds. Yes, swear she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with black velvet man. Well, before the judge and the jury, next morning I had to appear. And a judge, he said to me, young man, your case it is proven quite clear. We'll give you 7 years penitentiary to be spent far away from the land, far away from your friends and companions, betrayed by the black velvet band. Say her eyes shine like diamonds. You swear she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
That was the great Liam Durkin. And you know, it's been too long since he's been on the show, Skinny.
Oh, he's terrific.
He really is. He's the Balladeer. He has a great CD. That's the name of it, the Balladeer. Liam Durkin, if you're in the Beverly neighborhood or out on the south side, you have an opportunity to hear him. He is terrific. Of course, he'll be really busy. Everything's happening, you know. We are on the cusp of St. Paddy's Day, so.
Well, one of the big things, Julie, is on March 4th is the Chicago Polar Plunge for Special
Olympics.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah.
And so, we'd love to have everybody come down. You go in, jump in the water. We got all kinds of beer and food and everything afterwards. It's a great day.
And it's a great fundraiser.
It's a great fundraiser, so it's important. So Chicago Polar Plunge, North Avenue Beach, 10 o'clock, March 4th. You jump in the water, and then you talk about it for the next month.
The next year you next talk year. About it.
Holy and I have done it a number of times. It was always a lot of fun, so. Of course, they had to pull us out of the
I'll
water.
I'll leave the word fun out. But it's a bracer, you know. And it is fun, actually. We used to come here afterwards.
Yes, we did.
I remember one time being here.
4 years ago.
You want to warm up after it, you know.
I got to tell the girls a story about 4 years ago.
Okay. The ladies are still here, folks. So
they're back.
We didn't let them leave. Yeah.
After we were getting ready to jump in the lake, and there's a couple locker rooms there, and we have a group of people. Holy, and all the VIPs would be in there, and aldermen and elected officials. And so right at 10 o'clock, or right before 10 o'clock, we get everybody out of the locker room. It's the park facility, okay?
It's North Avenue Beach.
North Avenue Beach. So I walked back in just to make sure everybody was out. There was three young men in that locker room. They were going through the lockers.
No kidding.
And I'm like, hey, excuse me. What are you doing? Now, there was only one guy left in the locker room. Was Mike Adamley.
Oh, yeah.
From Channel 5. Mike Adamley was putting on.
He's
all
ripped.
You got to wear shoes.
Yeah. He used to get a big painting on his back of the NBC Peacock for
right.
that. Yeah.
He played for Northwestern, the Chicago Bears. Yeah. Great athlete. So he was sitting there putting his shoes on. I said, hey, what are you guys doing in here, these three kids? Oh, we're looking for a locker.
Yeah,
I
sure
said,
they
you're
were.
Looking for a locker? What do you mean you're looking for a locker?
With a wallet in it.
Now, everybody, all the lockers, people had their wallets, their phones.
Yeah.
All the aldermen, all these elected officials and stuff. And I'm like, what? I don't
Alderman's
understand this.
The wallet would be empty.
I said, who let you in here? They said, oh, they told us to go. Who's they?
Yeah.
Well, is this the VIP locker room? I said, yeah, it's the VIP. I said, now you're VIPs. Now, they're like 17 years old. So I said, well, you get your VIP stuff and get out of here right now because I'm going to call the police. The one kid walks over. He reaches in his bag and he goes, oh, sir, I've been doing some stuff for the Special Olympics. I'm like, what are you doing for Special Olympics? He pulls out He said, I just won this gold medal at the Sochi Winter Olympics last
month. Are
you
kidding me?
And they asked me to come here. And I'm like, how many? Mike Gallimy turns around and he goes, Skinny, I love that South Side approach. Just go right in, shoot from the hip.
Yeah, we're going to arrest you.
Accuse them of being thieves. Locking him up.
Ah, oh, that's funny.
The kid was like 18 years old. He was a snowboarder from somewhere around here.
No way.
And everybody knew him. I mean, I didn't know him. He was in Time magazine, Sports Illustrated, all this. I'm like, oh my God. I was never, well, I was embarrassed for about 10 seconds. But, and he was a great kid after that. But, anyways,
that's a good story.
Yeah.
Now,
so when you guys come down to do the polar plunge,
bring a lock.
Yeah. And when you bring Jimmy Coyne and Mike Tierney, mm-hmm. tell them to come in, wear their bathing suits. I'll show them where they get dressed. They have to jump in the water. Tell them Skinny said there.
A lot of Irish people in bathing suits. Really a lovely sight. Quite blinding.
That's very good.
Looks like a bunch of polar bears. Yeah. I mean, they're so white.
Yeah, translucent.
Most of them wear sweatshirts and stuff. You don't have to expose a lot of skin, but you got to go in the water.
People wear costumes too, don't they?
Oh,
they
kind of
have a theme to it. Yeah. Okay.
Well, when the ladies go in, the queens, they wear dresses and stuff. I remember seeing that.
Really?
Wow. Don't they skin?
We're setting standards right now. This is.
Don't they have the Rosa Tralee girls all jump in dresses?
Yeah,
or something?
Some of them. Yeah, they went in that 1 year. Yeah. They're all in dress. But the secret to it is to get in, get out, and get dried out.
Yeah. Get in and get out as quickly as possible.
Well, a lot of people like to lally-gally around in the water.
Oh, sure they do.
Not me.
They have firemen there in case anybody has a heart attack. Or anything.
Me.
I talked to the fire chief today, by the way. They jump in there, and it's brutal.
They got to stand
the
movie there while
Titanic, everybody. You know, it's like. Oh, if I went in the North Atlantic, I would just swim over to this lifeboat and that. No. You can't do
anything.
You
can't move. No. Yeah.
It paralyzes.
Yeah, you're going, what happened?
Yeah.
That's why you get in and get out as quickly as possible.
But guess how much money we raised in the Polar Plunge?
Tell me.
$1,800,000.
That is amazing.
You'll break that this year.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
You know,
that's
we've
amazing.
Had Lady Gaga do it twice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Vince Vaughn.
Jimmy Fallon was there a couple years
Jimmy
ago.
Jimmy Fallon.
Right?
Yeah.
We've had all kinds of people do it. So it's a lot of fun. So if you guys aren't doing anything that morning, we would love to have you come down.
I want to hear about that Twitter war between Jimmy Fallon. I'd never heard of this before.
Yeah. I kind of do a lot of stuff with it, but I don't understand what a Twitter war is. you got the wrong guy.
Skinny, Maura Carr is going to sing a song for us. Isn't that great?
Is amazing.
Yes. So what do you think, Maura? What do you want to do?
Some Galway Bay. I'll rep my
God,
Irish city.
Galway.
It's my grandpa's favorite song.
Acapella.
So.
Maura Carr.
This is for
from the St. Patrick's Day Parade, Queen Court.
Grandfather's last name?
Madden. Jerome Madden.
Madden. All right.
Oh, this is very
nice.
Hey,
Jerry Madden. Yeah.
That's my guy.
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, then maybe at the closing of your day, you can sit and watch the moon rise over Cleddar and see the sun go down on Galway Bay. Just to hear again the ripple of the trout stream, the women in the meadows making hay, and to sit beside a turf fire in the cabin and watch the barefoot gossans at their play. For the breeze is blowing o'er the seas to Ireland, are perfumed by the heather as they blow, and the women in the upland digging praties speak a language that the strangers do not know. For the strangers came and tried to teach us their way. They scorned us just for being what we are. But they might as well go chasing after moonbeams or light a penny candle from a star. And if there is going to be a life hereafter, and somehow I'm sure there's gonna be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that fair land across the Irish Sea.
Woo! Woo! That was fabulous.
Maura Carr from the St. Patrick's Day Parade, Queen Court. That was terrific.
That
and
was
she just.
Really,
thank
really
you.
Good.
Okay, we got to take a break. We only have one more break left, then we'll be right back on the Skinny and Hooley Show, so stick around.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
This is Mike Houlihan. I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do.
Hey, Concern. Big shout out to Concern and our friend Dolores Connolly. You know what?
And what's her name is over there?
Jeannie Wren.
Yeah.
She gave me a ride to the train station.
Jeannie Wren's running for judge. Vote for Jeannie Wren.
That's right. But she gave me a ride to the train station after your party in that snowstorm.
Did she really?
And I would have never gotten a cab. So I thank you, Jeannie, and her sister. I can't remember who else was there, but I've had a few beers.
Actually, two candidates I can think of. Jeannie Wren and Bridget Fitzgerald.
And John Maher and Jack Haggerty.
But I'm talking about two candidates that I've worked with.
Okay.
Out of a million candidates that I could actually put their picture on the literature.
Oh, because they were attractive. Don't forget the Polar Plunge on the 4th, yes. March 4th. But also, Emerald Isle Run is right before the Southside Parade on the 11th.
Yes.
Starts at 11:30. What is that, a mile?
Yeah, it's 1 mile.
And then, of course, the parade is on
Parade is on the 11th. And we want to thank the Southside Irish Parade Committee.
We will see you later. Bye.
The Skinny and Hooley Show is recorded in front of a live audience.